The judge presiding over Zacharias Moussaoui's sentencing told trial lawyers that she doesn't believe Moussaoui's claims on the witness stand that he knew advanced details of the September 11th plot. I still think that Moussaoui was not accurate in a lot of what he said about how much he knew about what was going to happen with which particular buildings and when, U.S. District Judge Leonie Brinkema said during a closed hearing on April 21st outside the jury's presence. Brinkema made her comment during a debate over jury instructions. She defended a technical ruling in favor of the defense as a way of evening the playing field in response to her concerns about Moussaoui's testimony. Even though jurors have no way of knowing about Brinkema's editorial comment, presuming they obey rules against following news coverage, prosecutor David Novak objected to her remark. Meanwhile, the jury headed into a seventh day of deliberations today without reaching a verdict on whether to sentence the September 11th conspirator to death or life in prison. Although he was in jail on immigration violations on September 11th, the jury ruled that lies he told federal agents the month before the attacks kept them from identifying and stopping some of the hijackers.
Stephen Jones, a physics professor at Brigham Young University, teaches and does research in the fields of metal-catalyzed fusion, solar energy, and archaeometry, and has turned his attention and expertise to the unanswered questions of September 11th. This from the American Free Press. As an archaeometrist, as a scientist who studies and analyzes artifacts, Jones uses his physics background to explain events in the past. Since becoming aware of the unanswered questions of 9/11, he has focused his attention on the available data and its evidence. The unexplained presence of molten metal in the World Trade Center puzzled Jones. The reports from two men involved in the removal of the rubble at Ground Zero, Peter Tolley of Tolley Construction of Flushing, New York, and Mark Loiseau of Controlled Demolition of Phoenix, Maryland. Tolley said he had seen pools of literally molten steel in the rubble, and Loiseau confirmed, saying that there were hot spots of molten steel in the basements, at the bottom of elevator shafts of the main towers, down 7 levels, adding that molten steel was found 3, 4, and 5 weeks later when the rubble was being removed. He also confirmed that molten steel was also found at the World Trade Center Building 7, which mysteriously collapsed in the late afternoon. Jones presents evidence that an aluminothermic process called thermite was used to weaken and sever the 47 massive core columns that held up the towers. The official government version fails to explain how these critical columns failed. Thermite cuts through steel like a warm knife through butter, Jones said, especially when mixed with 2% sulfur. The resulting combination, called thermate, lowers the melting point of steel. Thermite does not require air and can react underwater, and may explain the persistent hot spots that were unaffected by continuous dousing from fire hoses. The structural engineer responsible for the design of the World Trade Centers told fellow engineers that as of 21 days after the attack, the fires were still burning and molten steel was still running.